Now, we need to have a little show, I guess a little table talk here, because maybe pull back the curtain, because it feels like you've just been off all day, Mike.
Really?
I don't know what it is, and
I feel fine, I think.
Look, I've known you for a while, but you seem really frazzled when you came in. I'm not saying you were late to the show, but it was,
well,
it was 5:28 and we're looking at each other going, "Oh no,
that's pretty normal.
Our boss is listening 5:28, not late.
I know,
the show starts at 5:30.
Usually you're here a little earlier.
I like to make everything exciting, Sean, including my arrival to do my show.
I know you do.
No, I got off to a later than normal start this morning. It was I'm not going to lie, I was here on time. And acknowledge that for real, so I don't get in trouble. But it was the panic wake up. Like, sure. I got up, pants on, you know, lightning fast.
That happens sometimes when you do this shift. You oversleep, you might hit snooze too much, and you were just busting out the door trying to get here on time.
Gotta book it. And I did not even have time to let my sweet dog Simon out the front door go to the laboratory this morning.
No.
And I was doing like the apology, you know, like, "I'm sorry, buddy, you just go back to bed, you'll be fine." So if you don't mind, we have a second here. I kind of want to just call the house and see if Simon's doing okay, if he's asleep, or what his deal is. So is that cool with everybody?
I guess
let me call the house real quick and get my little boy on the phone. I love him so much.
I know you do. You're a proud papa.
I love him. I hope he answers. He might be out cold.
Hope so.
Oh, no.
Hello. Roy resident. Simon speaking.
What are you eating, dude? Simon, it's Daddy.
Oh, hey, Dad. How are you doing? Hey, you know, you left so early this morning, you didn't even let me to go out to go potty, so I had to go poop in the kitchen and had to clean it up, and I didn't want you to find out, but I guess that's out of the old mystery bag now, isn't it?
Jesus, dude. I didn't know you had to go that bad.
Yeah,
bad. I am sorry I had to leave so fast this morning. I'm just kind of calling to check in on my little man. You doing all right?
Yeah, I'm okay. But why are you leaving so early this week? This muser shift really sucks, Daddy. I don't like this. You know, this morning you overslept and you got up in a big old hassle and you started cussing a lot. There was a bunch of Fs and a lot of Ss and a bunch of DDs and... You didn't even let me to go potty, Blizzard. Hey, are you with Ty Walker? I love Ty.
No, I'm not with Ty. Yeah, he is a big fan of Ty Walker.
I'm a big fan of Ty Walker.
I hear that a lot. I'm with another baseball man. I'm with Sean Bass. You know Sean, right?
I do. Hey, wait, you're the other Diamond Talk guy, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I heard about Jose Leclerc's injury. So who's going to be the saver now?
The saver.
Probably Simon, it's closer. I told
Kennedy,
you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, at least they signed Woody to an extension. That's good. It's very nice to meet you, son. Have I ever smelled your butt or your privates?
Actually, yeah, when you were a puppy, I think we met over at Mikey's place, and you were just full of energy, just rambunctious.
Oh, that's good. I love the smell privates. Hey, son, I don't know why I'm telling you this, but I'm kind of worried about my daddy's privates. Every day when he's in the shower, I sit on the bathroom floor, and I stare at him, and he washes his privates for a really, really, really long time. I mean, how dirty can they be? It's crazy. And then why sometimes does he yell at his privates? That's weird, too. But I do have to give him credit because he's super efficient, because when he's washing them, he holds the washcloth with his butt cheeks.
Okay.
Okay, so you're now a four-year-old boy, and you're a good boy. What was it like the day Mike brought you home?
Well, that was the best day ever. Oh, you know, it was going to be a bad day for me. I thought I was over because it was 24 hours before I was going to the doggy gas chamber.
Oh, God.
And then Daddy just showed up out of nowhere, and he opened the doggy jail door, and he petted my head, and he rubbed my belly, and he kissed me on the mouth. And then it got a little weird because he told me way too fast that he loved me forever. And then he began to cry and sob. It was really pathetic. But that's when I knew at that moment I had found a total bitch ass sucker to take care of me for the rest of my life.
Sucker. He said sucker.
Sucker, right?
Right, Simon, right?
Yeah, you know there's a video of that on the interweb, you know, Daddy crying and cuddling me.
Yeah.
You guys should tweet that out again. You know, he's the coolest, though. I love my daddy.
Well, what makes... I've known Mike for a long time, but what makes you say he's a good daddy and what makes him so cool?
Well, unlike the family that abandoned me and put me in the doggy jail, my new daddy doesn't freak out and scream and get mad when I hump the pillows and then my lipstick pops out. He thinks that's funny. He laughs a lot about that.
Well, I mean, yeah, you got a little Revlon down there. What does Mike feed you? Does he give you the good organic stuff or generic?
No, Daddy doesn't cook, and I only get the Amazon Prime name brand kibble because I think we have to save money because Daddy's always complaining he only makes $22,000 a year at the radio station.
Okay.
Now, he does let me do? He lets me lick the plates after dinner and breakfast. He puts the plate on the floor, and then I lick them clean, and then he puts them right back into the kitchen cabinet.
Oh, gross.
Yeah.
Now, but what he doesn't share is the food that he snorts up his nose from the glass table every morning.
Simon! Okay, look, this is my dog.
That's not food, Simon.
This is my dog, Simon Saroy. Why don't you tell the P1s something that we really like to do together, Simon? How about that?
That's a good question. Let me think about this for a second. Oh, I know. This is pretty much has to be it because this is pretty much the one thing we spend more time doing than anything else. Watching golf.
Oh, well.
But, you know, during the majors, Daddy likes to lay completely naked on his white pleather sofa for hours on end, just watching golf. And then sometimes when this guy named Bryson DeChambeau comes on screen to hit the ball, Daddy's lipstick comes out, too.
That's false.
And it's also really weird because then he gets up and he does these practice swings with the golf clubs, and it really freaks me out. So then I get back to him by chewing on his golf. Oh, excuse me. Hold on a second.
Simon. What's going on, dude? Simon.
Bad dog acting.
Are you okay?
Yeah, sorry. There was a sports car with a P1 driving out in front of the house, flipping his middle finger off at us, and then he just peeled off out of nowhere.
Okay.
That did happen.
That happened yesterday morning, yes.
Okay, so, I mean, Mike has shared pictures with you on social media, or of you on social media. What exact breed are you? Are you a mutt? Are you a purebred? What are you, Simon?
I'm a little bit of everything, Son. I'm a part Stafford Terrier, I'm part American Pit Bull, and part Proud Boy. Now, look, here's the thing. I'm kind of scary looking. I know it. I admit it. I'm ghost white, and I have killer bunny pink eyes, and I'm super intimidating, and I know I look like I might chew your face off at any given moment. But really, on the inside, just like my daddy, I'm super sweet. I'm a real lover, just like my daddy, Mike Saroy.
So Mike's a lover, huh?
Do you really use my last name very often? But
yeah.
Kind of weird.
Daddy's a super lover. Daddy loves everybody. I have a new mommy pretty much every few days.
Oh, hey. No.
I wish one of them would just stay for a while, but I understand it just like my dad. I like to bust out the fence and go out there just like he says, plow the fatties.
Okay. Bad dog, Simon. What are you talking about?
Yeah, Daddy says because he's athletically built, he needs friends of equal size. And many times when they go into the room with his human-sized dog bed, he closes the door because he says they need to have a private conversation. But he forgets I have super dog hearing, so I can hear him say things like, slap me with those triple beams, okay. Or I'm allergic to latex, sorry. Or
Simon.
Not that whole.
Simon. I think my dog's doing bits, dude. You're making me look bad, dude. Why don't you tell him something nice? Let's end with something nice, like how nice our house is. How about that?
Oh, well, yeah. Well, you know, it's a nice remodel where Daddy is capitalizing on the gentrified neighborhood. And he buys lots of books at garage sales to put up on the shelf, but he never reads them. They're just for looks, I think. But, you know, there is this one book that he reads a lot. It's a biography called So What If My Brother Is President of the United States? I'm Cool, Too, by Bill. Billy Carter. He reads that book a lot, but when he does, he cries.
God.
There's also this weird room in the back of the house where he sits alone talking into a webcam to strangers while he plays video games while wearing Hunter S. Thompson glasses and a sundress. Daddy says he has to do that to make extra cash to help pay for something called a mortgage because he says he got stuck with it after something called a divorce.
Oh, yeah.
And
Simon.
Then, of course, the aforementioned cocaine habit.
No, yeah. That's... No. Come on.
Why is he ratting you out?
I don't know. I think he's just winding me up because I didn't let him out this morning. What do you think of my brother Cash? You've met him. He's like your second favorite dude in the world, right,
Cash?
Simon?
Yeah, Uncle Cash is great. You know, when I get to stay with him, I get to ride in his German sports car. I get to live in his luxury uptown high rise. I eat steak for breakfast, lunch, dunce, and dinner. And I go to the doggy spa in their building. if two genetically perfectly bred doggies are very nice, we take turns humping each other.
Okay.
It's a good time. Hey, Dad, why don't you tell Son about that collection of pictures in your desk drawer of Uncle Cash with all the eyes cut out, and how sometimes after you get off a phone call with Uncle Cash, you take one out and you light it on fire with that really weird jealous ray.
No, Simon, bad dog. All right, we got to go, man. Just hold on to your TT. Yeah. I'll be home soon.
Okay, Daddy, I can't wait for you to come home so we can go out into you say, chase some pussy cats.
Okay. Okay,
bye, Simon. You be good, boy.
Good Lord.
Goodness.
I guess he's doing okay, or he's super mad at me because that is falsities. Well, I love him no matter what, unconditionally. That is the good boy, Simon Saroy, who's home alone right now. Gosh.
Man, I'm glad Clementine has the wife at home with her all day. We don't have to call her.
Call Clem tomorrow.
Maybe not. All right, coming up next, let's talk to the former NCAA head coach of the North Carolina Tar Heels, the Notre Dame Fighting Irish, and the SMU Mustangs. It's Matt Doherty.